This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The week when we at the On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria show bring in our buddy and our pal Rich McFadden to go through the top stories of the week making news as determined by Talkers Magazine. Now, a little bit of housekeeping. Doug is out. He is flying, actually. Gosh, he was in Israel this week, so he's been doing some traveling. He is out, but Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan all holding down the fort to review the top stories of the week. And, you know, usually this time of year, guys, things start to slow down. But this week, not so much. No. There was still a lot of news being made.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's run down the list of the top 10 stories.
I didn't mean to leave you hanging there.
We all agree.
I know you guys are like, yeah, it's been a really, really great week.
It just seems to be the norm now. It seems to be that we never have, like, the slow week, especially with all of this past election stuff going on and your Trump transition. And there's just always something. And I'm not sure whether it's just life as we know it with the 24-hour news cycle or whether it's just, you know, a little bit of craziness going on this past year.
I think it's weird because it's kind of like... Yeah, you think it's a year? I think it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it the 24-hour news cycle that created all of this extra news, or are we feeding all this extra news to create the 24-hour news cycle? That's the question.
I think that marketing created the 24-hour news cycle, and we all feed into it like lemmings. I wish we could go back, but you can't undo. Once we've opened that magic genie bottle, it's done.
You can't shove it back in.
You cannot shove it back in.
I know, even on a holiday weekend, Hanukkah and Christmas, I'm still checking Twitter, which is bad.
Right. I know, you just can't walk away.
CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all of them, they still need to sell those Geico commercials.
That's right, they want to keep those eyeballs connected. All right, here's the top 10 list, and then we'll break it out as we go through. But let's go through the whole list in its entirety at number 10. NFL action, always some sports news at number 10. Number 9, Obama drilling and the New York, he did a ban on drilling, and the North Carolina bathroom law case. Number 8, the Syrian civil war. Number 7, Israel-U.S. embassy move. Number 6, U.S.-China relations and the drone incident. At number 5, official election results. Those election results, they were made official. And the Electoral College voted this week. At number 4, fake news and the Russian hacking allegations. At number 3, the Berlin terror attack. At number 2, a Russian diplomat was assassinated. And at number 1, the Trump. Gotta be careful there. The Trump transition. Careful where you put that A. So, guys, let's start at number 10 on the list. And work our way back down to number one. The NFL is kind of, this is its sweet spot, right? This is when things get serious, working our way towards the playoffs. I know as a person who lives in Los Angeles, the Rams struggling, hiring new coaches. What's going on in your neck of the woods, Rich? I know you pay attention to the Redskins.
You know, NFL is close to dead to me right now.
Really?
My fantasy football
team. That's the story.
My fantasy football team crashed and burned. With epic. I mean,
me too. How many games did you win this season?
I mean, I won 5 games.
That's good. I won 3.
Really? So it was like, okay. I mean, I got hot at the end of the season, but it was just too late. So it was.
I feel like everyone has the same story this year with fantasy football. I don't know. I don't have a single friend who is happy about how the season went.
You know what? The guy in our league, or two people in our league that are doing well, one guy's undefeated.
Wow.
And you know what it really irks you is when, like, he used to work here like 8 years ago and he's still in the league and you don't really see him that much. I'm not even Facebook
but
friends
still
with
kicking
him.
Your butt in fantasy
and
football.
He comes into our fantasy football league and just owns it. And I'm just like, you know what? Get it. Beat it. Get out of here. So, and then the Redskins, they go and lose last week. So, you know. They should have beat Carolina.
Well, I think, you know, all in all, you kind of hear us talking about, oh, the NFL, and I think that's kind of what's been plaguing the NFL this year. That's probably the biggest story, is people's lack of interest in the league, and the fact that the NFL has done so much to protect their brand that in doing it, they've sort of alienated a lot of their fans. The ratings have been down pretty consistently. Bad behavior by people in the NFL. I mean, this has just all sort of made people go, ugh, and you know, maybe take a pass. Who knows if they'll be able to get him back next season?
I mean, I still have plenty of interest, and I still go to, you know, restaurants with my friends or bars, and we'll watch the game on a Sunday, and with 10 of us there, or we'll all go to somebody's house. And so, I mean, the interest is still there. It's just, and it's a weird season, man.
It is very weird season.
You got the Bucks, and you got all these teams that are just like, you know, Miami went on a 5 or 6 game run, and it's just a weird season. So you know, Dallas, look at Dak Prescott. I mean, what is going on? So it's a little weird, and I don't know.
This is also a season I don't recall any other season where all of the major headlines from the NFL have not been about a game. There is no amazing catch that anyone is still talking about. It's all what Colin Kaepernick is up to. Odell Beckham earlier this year, earlier this week, we talked about, you know,
the gossip
fine, the gossip side, $18,000 fine for wearing Craig Sager charity cleats. You know, it's all the water cooler stuff.
The NFL did that to themselves. The NFL has done a great job of making the Super Bowl an all-inclusive story to invite non-football fans and building stories to like my wife, who's a football fan, casual, but she loves it when she knows the background of a player and she knows the adversity that they've gone through to get to where they are.
Right,
exactly. And they've done that. Now, along with that, we know everything about all of your players, so we get the bad news along with the good. And so, you know, be careful what you wish for, NFL, because look what you're looking at.
All right, in at number 9, Obama did a drilling ban this week. North Carolina also tried to repeal their transgender bathroom law. That did not work out so well. So let's take just a second here, guys, to go through the stories tied here for the number 9 biggest story of the week by Talkers Magazine. Now, it looks like President Obama, looking ahead at knowing that Donald Trump is coming into office in about a month, he wanted to cement his environmental record. So President Obama took new action on Tuesday that barred offshore drilling in areas of the Arctic and the Atlantic Oceans indefinitely. He relied on a 63-year-old law to make his moves, which will prevent future leasing of certain offshore areas for oil rights. Donald Trump, whose promised policy allowing more U.S. energy production, would face a legal challenge if he attempted to reverse Obama's order. So any thoughts on this sort of last-ditch effort for Obama to continue to sort of seal up his legacy?
He's got to get something done because his legacy is starting to crumble.
Well, I mean, I'm in favor of any environmental, you know, improvements, and offshore drilling, you know, I'm in favor of this, too. It'll be very interesting from a sort of legalese aspect to see lawyers really battling this out. How much does this law hold up? Obviously, to dig into the books and find a 63-year-old law, that took a lot of manpower and hours, I'm sure. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out with Trump's lawyers, and you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sort of interested in that aspect.
I'd like to see a whiteboard. I'd like to see President Obama in his little basement room in the White House with all of his advisors, and they have a whiteboard of his legacy, right? Like a tree, and it's all whiteboarded out. And then how many red lines are going through those on the Trump board?
Well, the problem is that most of the legislation passed during Obama's presidency, he kind of did it. I don't want to use the word lazy, but in some ways he didn't rely on Congress to actually pass these laws through and make them, take them through the process to actually make them legal. Now he passed so much via executive order that Donald Trump can go in and really in
stroke
on day one just wipe him off the board. You're right about that.
But
so it'll be
Obamacare,
interesting to see what sticks and what goes.
It's taking care of itself. It's just falling apart.
Well, and it was designed to fail because I think the creators of it wanted to see more socialized medicine, so it was sort of designed to get top-heavy and crumble. Now, also at number 9, North Carolina legislators failed to repeal the state's bathroom bill on Wednesday. There was a special session that was called for that purpose. People in the gallery were chanting shame as the gavel came down in the evening there for that session. Lawmakers went home. They'll meet again on January 11th to try again to repeal this bathroom ban. Of course, the governor, Pat McCrory, there had set this up. It came into play under him. He lost his bid for re-election, so more to be determined in January as to what will happen in North Carolina with the bathroom bill. All right, we have more news. Oh, gosh, the Syrian civil war is in at number 8. We'll tackle that next. It is the Talkers Countdown on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Rich McFadden at
Kohl's. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glamour in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
Holiday gifts under $100? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg's got them.
A sturdy OtterBox mobile phone case. The universe case system for iPhones with separate accessories that attach to bikes, tripods, lenses, and extra memory.
For fitness enthusiasts, sweat and waterproof headsets you can even wear in the pool.
LG Force Bluetooth headsets for amazing audio or phone calls. They have wraparound earpieces, swappable earbuds, and an adjustable strap, so they won't fall out whether you're running or doing yoga. $99.
Also waterproof, Instrumental Beauty Sonic Touch Cleansing System.
The secret, unique micro-pulsating action combined with stimulating silicone cleansing points. Just $34.99 at Rite Aid.
Stocking stuffers or hostess gift?
Yardley London Botanical Bath Bars, made with pure extracts and essential oils since 1770. The English Lavender Bar for a luxurious bath or a fragrance sachet. The Oatmeal and Almond Bar exfoliates and soothes dry skin. $1.49 at drug and grocery stores.
More at videopump.tv.
At number 8 on the Talkers Countdown list, the Syrian civil war, the images from Aleppo are absolutely horrifying, Rich and Victoria. Yeah. The Syrian regime says that it's taken full control of Aleppo. This is according to state-run media on Thursday. This marks a major turning point in the country's 5-year civil war. Government forces and their allies now control eastern Aleppo, ending more than 4 years of rebel rule there. And they did not let these people go happily. There were a lot of people who were trapped, who were being burned. I mean, all sorts of horrible things. Finally, most of the people who were trying to get refugee status have gotten out of there and into other parts that are a little safer. The idea behind this civil war is not just about Syria and the rebels that are trying to take over from the Syrian government. This also involves Iran, also involves Russia, both of those countries backing al-Assad, who's in charge of Syria at the moment. Turkey involved with all of this, and this continues to be just a hotbed of political motivation. All right, more
basically
up ahead.
Got an empty city now, though.
That's right.
Now
we'll
they can just go blow up the city. Anybody in there is a bad guy.
Everybody there. I mean, there's no good guys in all of this. We'll tackle number 7 on the list. Next is the Talkers Countdown on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We are counting down the top news stories of the week as determined by Talkers Magazine. It is on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is traveling this week, but it's okay. We're holding down the fort. We've got Victoria Keelan in, and our buddy Rich McFadden is in. And, guys, we are at number 7 on the list. And Dougie was in Israel all week long. And one of the biggest stories of the week, number 7 actually, is the Israel-U.S. embassy move. A lot of news being made about this. The Israel ambassador to the U.S. is asking that the embassy be moved to Jerusalem. Now, there is a lot of contention around Jerusalem. A lot of factions vying for ownership of Jerusalem. Now, if you read the Bible and if you study history even, you realize that the Jews built Jerusalem, and it is Israeli territory. But if you are born there and you get a passport, there's no actual country on the passport. It just says Jerusalem because it is at play. The Palestinians and the Israelis are constantly arguing over who actually owns Jerusalem. With Donald Trump coming into office in about 30 days, it's the hope of the Israelis that he's going to be much more favorable to their country. And all indications, by the way, suggest that that's absolutely right. And so now the thought is to move the embassy to Jerusalem. This would be very symbolic, Rich and Victoria.
Yeah, so it's a play to help Israel own Jerusalem.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. You like it? You
get the Rich objections to that.
Yeah. Stamp of approval.
But Tel Aviv is actually the capital, but...
Correct.
Really?
And that's where the embassy is now, right. I think, if I'm not wrong. And then they want to move it. Just, again, that's a show of solidarity with Israel. Israel's been asking for it for a long time. And from what Doug has said from his week of broadcasting the program from there, it seems that there's a lot of optimism about President-elect Donald Trump, about strengthening the ties with the U.S. again. Because some of the moves that we've made, probably primarily is this deal that Obama made with Iran, our relationship with Israel has softened quite a bit.
It's almost collapsed. I mean, there is no real relationship.
All right, number six on the list. Remember this week early on, there was that whole incident where there was a drone in the South China Sea, and China picked it up and said, oh, finders keepers, losers weepers. Well, that's story number six on the list. Now, the question is, what does that seized underwater drone actually mean for the U.S.'s relationship with China? This is kind of, you know, this political drama that's brewing between the U.S. and China. Donald Trump, again, getting ready to take office and has had a lot of harsh words for China, saying that he's thinking that we're not getting a fair shake from them. In a tweet over this past week, Donald Trump accused China of stealing the underwater drone and said, hey, no big deal. You keep it. You want to steal it? You keep it. Well, China said, oh, no, we're giving it back to you.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of information that's carried on these drones. They're not just right. pieces of metal floating around out there.
This is basically a commercial technology. It's there's nothing on here that's top secret. And as a matter of fact, when the Chinese opened it up, they looked in there and it's, everything said made in China.
Yeah.
The motherboard, the camera, the propellers, everything was made in China. So they're like, oh, look, we already have this technology. Just got to give it back.
It's pretty unbelievable. The Pentagon said that the drone in the South China Sea had been gathering military
oceanographic
for me to say. Data. Basically, they're studying the ocean. They're looking at, like, the saline in the water. They're looking at water temperature. They're looking at sound speed. So this seems to be more of a scientific type thing that was being, you know, gathering information down there than anything else. But symbolic that things could be a little rocky between China and the U.S. in the coming 4 years. More up ahead. It is a talk radio countdown with on air with
with us guys.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer, and Victoria Keelan at 20.
The gang.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
It's holiday crunch time, and Burlington's got you covered for all your last-minute gifting. Save big on the season's most asked-for gifts, like wireless audio and tech for the gadget lover, sweaters, watches, and jewelry for the trendsetter, tons of toys for the kids, plus a wide range of gift baskets pre-wrapped for easy gifting. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Get more holiday for less at Burlington. Gifts for everyone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, Doug is out. He is traveling this week. He was doing a part of this program from Israel, which is very exciting. But this is the time of the week when we count down, guys, the top stories from Talkers Magazine. So to help us out, we've brought in the big heavy guns. I mean, the big reserves. Rich McFadden is here to go through this. He is every week. You know, he helps us out.
I'm on a diet.
No one needs to be on a diet. It's the holiday. And, of course, Victoria Keelan here. As usual, I'm Jennifer Horn, and we're at number 5 on the list of the top stories of the week. And that is the official election results. Those election results that we had, there was a lot of speculation about whether they would stick or not. Well, they are now official. The Electoral College met on Monday and voted, solidifying a win for Donald Trump. He'll be the 45th president of the United States. And, of course, there was some drama, and the media loves drama. Lots of speculation before the Electoral College got together that there would somehow be pressure on the electors to go rogue. Now, keep in mind, these people that are electors are under obligation to carry out the will of the state that they represent. And if they don't, there are financial and legal consequences. So if there were some rogue candidates, they would have been fined usually about $1,000. And then depending on the state, there would have been a series of other punishments had they not carried out the will of the state. There were a few defectors. I mean, you had a couple of people who were shouting out wanting to cast their vote for Bernie Sanders. One really crazy one. Someone actually wanted to vote for John Edwards. Little blasto from the past. So a Republican from Texas wanted John Kasich, but at the end of the day, when everything was counted, Donald Trump still handily in the Electoral College beat Hillary Clinton. But now that we're certifying these the election results, we're seeing that Hillary Clinton really stomped on him with the popular vote. So lots to learn here. Rich, what do you make of all of this?
You know what, I go back to this, I've said this for years. As a politician, as my congressman, as my senator, as my elector in my region, my district, you have one job, to do what we tell you to do.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Don't have a brain. Don't grow a brain. Who told you to grow a brain and give me your opinion of what you think should happen? Your job is to look at the votes of what my area says that you represent and go to Washington and represent us. I don't care what you think about anything. As my congressman, I don't care what you think. As my senator, I don't care what you think. We all told you what we want. Now go do it.
Yeah, it should be a button-pushing job, and that's it.
A chimp should be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the most interesting part of all of this was the Native American woman who got an electoral vote in Oregon, making her not only the first female Native American, but the first Native American ever to get an electoral vote. And I think a lot of that was due to the Standing Rock situation. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But in terms of going rogue, I mean, it's not your job.
They did what they wanted to do. So
they got a lot of press. I mean, when has anyone ever paid attention to the Electoral College like this? You know, the actual electors. They get no press whatsoever.
Conversation. Yeah, the electors, right.
The electors.
Yeah. Right.
I think this is actually
10-15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, this is actually one of the great things that came from this election. We've talked about all the craziness and all the anger and all the vitriol, but it actually got people learning about the process in the country, I think. And, I mean, you had Hollywood sending out a video begging these electors to go rogue during their meeting of the Electoral College this Monday. And when you have people who maybe don't know about civics, or they maybe aren't studying it enough in school, maybe the curriculum has changed and they're not teaching all the history of this country as I think it should be taught, it's kind of neat that people are actually learning how the system works. I think many people are under the impression that we live in a full democracy, and while our system is a democratic one, I think most people are now learning that we are a republic, and this is all important. I mean, I think if you're looking for the positive here, at least people are paying attention.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the map floating around on social media this week? And it was it was a cartoon, and if the Electoral College were states, and if the electoral map were states, Texas, California, New York, and Mexico, which comes up into California, like, are most of the country. And then you have, like, all these little states, like, filling in between, like, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Oklahoma.
Right.
But really, what it shows is that this country would be controlled by New York, Florida, Texas, and California.
Just based on population, you mean?
Just based on population.
Yeah, where people are. Yeah.
Which is why, I mean, and look, it's a valid dialogue. I mean, we should always be constantly reevaluating our system to make sure it's working. We are a living, breathing country, but there are a lot of people, and, you know, I actually was one of them for a while that thought the popular vote was the way to go until I realized that, you know, from a geographic standpoint, there would be such dominating forces in the country that there would be so many people whose vote never counted. I mean, if you actually knocked California off the map, Hillary Clinton would have lost the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. I mean, geography does really matter in elections.
Flyover nation, which is everybody in the middle of the coasts, would have no voice whatsoever. And I was on board with you, Jen. I was like, Electoral College. Now I see it. And now I go, okay, it might not be perfect, but I see a purpose now. So what do we do, and do we need to do anything to tweak it, fix it, whatever it is? But I just don't feel comfortable with the idea that New York, Philly, Washington, and L.A. are going to control the country.
Isn't that funny? We say that, and the three of us, you're from Washington, Rich.
Yeah,
in New York, and I'm in California.
Yeah.
Taking power out of our own pocket.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just not fair is fair.
That's right. All right, number four on the list is another tie. It's the fake news phenomenon that we've been talking about and the Russian hacking allegations. I think this idea of fake news is so silly because this is not new. Fake news has existed for a very long time. We just have more methods of actually distributing the fake news.
Right.
And you now have to be a conscientious consumer. I mean, when you're looking at Facebook and Twitter, you got to make sure that you're looking at a reliable source.
Here's what you do. This is really easy, okay? So follow along if you've been bitten by a fake story in the last year. You see it on Facebook, you see it on Twitter, you see it somewhere in your social media feed. You go to three news sources. Pick any three. Don't care. And cross-check it. If you don't see it on at least two of those three sources, fake. Or somebody
that's right.
Making it up.
Now, Victoria, you're our social media expert. I know you love it when I give you big titles. But
yeah.
Facebook came out this week and they talked about how they were going to try to eliminate fake news by sourcing it, by checking sources. And one of the things that they said they would do is use Snopes to verify whether or not a news story was fake. Do you think this is a great idea, or do you think that this is still going to allow political bias to influence the news cycle?
Oh, it obviously will still allow a lot of bias. I think Facebook is... I think that they have a responsibility that they're just not owning up to. Mark Zuckerberg refuses to even, use certain labels when talking about Facebook. I mean, he won't say that it's a news source. Like, he refuses to even accept any real responsibility for what's happened. And Facebook, now that everyone's really looked into it, Facebook was the number one source of fake news. So he's trying to appease everybody,
but
he's not winning.
Source, but they were a platform for it.
Well, I don't mean source like they were generating it,
right.
But I mean that's where most people got their fake news.
Here's the scary part of all this. Let's say, and Zuckerberg has said he will do something about it. They have some independent company.
If you and I
and Jennifer all report a story to be fake, then they have some independent source that determines whether it's fake. And they won't take it off of Facebook, but they will put an alert up there.
Right.
But that's the thing that scares me. Who's going to be deciding what news is fake and what news? So let's say a congressman, a senator, some kind of politician comes out and says, this is what I think. And another Facebook committee decides, you know what, we don't see really any proof for that. We deem this story fake. Who's going to be the decider of what's real and what's not? And that's what scares me.
Who's the arbiter of this country?
Being,
that's right. That's why it's so important for us to just take that responsibility on ourselves and not complain about fake news.
It's on us. It's on you. It's on us to check our sources and make sure whether it's... If some idiot wants to go out there and it's just like these morons in the KKK, if they want to go out and say something, we have to let them be able to do it because otherwise... It takes away our rights to be able to say anything we want. No matter how stupid you are, you have to be able to have the right to say it.
That's true. I mean, that's America.
It is.
But, Facebook saying that they're going to, flag or have some sort of an alert that, hey, this is a fake story or might be a fake story, that is a total waste of time because most people who read fake news on Facebook, they read the headline and that's it. They don't even get into the meat of the story. And that's how all these stories keep getting spread around. It's like a disease.
We used to have a host here. His name was Peter Schiff. And he had this brilliant observation once about political commercials 2 weeks before the election. Who hasn't made up their mind who they're going to vote for
weeks
before the election? So who are these commercials made for? And obviously, they have a large effect. So basically, we have stupid people voting in this country. And this is the same thing here, is you get people who see a headline, don't read paragraph one.
And they believe everything.
Don't check another source. They believe everything. They share it. To all their idiot friends.
Yep.
And then it goes viral. It's a circle of idiots.
It really is.
It is.
That's your circle of idiots, by the way. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan. I mean, we won't include him that. He's beyond our circle of idiots. And more bad, we'll have the top three stories for you of the week. Next, it's the Talkers Countdown at 45 past the hour.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever? Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
68% of us plan to give tech gifts this season. Techlicious.com's Suzanne Cantra says it starts at home with the Nest Cam Outdoor.
It's weatherproof and built for DIY installation for $199. And it also has night vision technology built into it, so you're going to be able to get those night shots. It can tell random activity from people and sends phone alerts so you can see, hear, and talk to visitors from anywhere.
Up their social skills with LG's V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for panoramic photos and whole family selfies. Anti-shake technology means smooth videos, even in the car or running after the little kids. And distortion-free audio for posting concerts that sound like real life.
And for road trips, Canoe.com's Groovies headphones.
High-quality sound with volume-limiting technology that's safer for young ears. And it also has a jack that enables you to watch that video together. Add AirView's car mount for tablets and smartphones. Wraps around headrests or luggage handles, each under $50.
More at videopump.tv.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we are at 48 minutes past the hour. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Rich McFadden is in, and we are tackling the Talkers Magazine top news stories of the week. And number two and three, guys, that I'm sort of combining here. It's the Berlin terror attack and the Russian diplomat that was assassinated this week, getting huge headlines. Of course, this story, we've heard it before, a guy with ties or an who's inspired by ISIS drives a truck into a Christmas market in Berlin. He kills some, he injures many, and the good news here is that that person, that perpetrator of the crime, was actually taken out by Italian officials in Milan. The number one story of the week is, of course, more attention on the Trump transition team. Kellyanne Conway, the first female counselor to the president, really high role for a female at the White House for President Trump, and Sean Spicer will be the new press secretary. Congratulations there, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Rich McFadden.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Rich McFadden is here. Dougie is out. He is traveling today. Chuck Curry joins us now with a bit of movie news. And by the way, Chucker, Merry Christmas. This is the music from It's a Wonderful Life.
The greatest Christmas movie ever produced.
I thought you liked Edward Scissorhands.
I like that, too. That's very high on my list, as is Gremlins, Die Hard, Scrooge, White Christmas, and a bunch of other ones.
We watched Home Alone
Family Man,
last night.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Home Alone never gets old. It's such a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, Home Alone 2, I watched both Home Alone and Home Alone 2 last weekend. And the second one, I mean, literally, they had to do zero work. The storyline is the same.
Right.
The actors are the same.
I don't like
the bits
one.
Are the same, but
having,
it was still really good.
Having said that, I enjoy the second one immensely. Simply because I like the fact that it takes... You're right, though. They basically remade the first Home Alone film, just reset it in New York City. But I think it's very effective. If you like the first one, most people like the second one. And I just want to point out, It's a Wonderful Life at our local theater here in East Stroudsburg, Pocono Cinema. We did our third annual It's a Wonderful Life party. We screen It's a Wonderful Life and have catered food, very good food. 200 people showed up on Sunday night. And it's a tremendous community event. And I'm broke for Christmas since I pick up the tab.
So. Really?
What people don't know is that Chucker isn't just a great guy to talk about movies and critique them, but you put your money where your mouth is, Chuck, and you run this local theater, and you do the coolest things. I wish that I lived closer to you in Pennsylvania, because you do all these great community events. Hats off to you for that, because really, I know it takes a lot of time, and you don't get paid for it.
And apparently money, too.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money. And so, I mean, I just think it's cool, because movies do. I mean, that's the benefit of the arts, is that they bring people together. So it's a good thing.
I agree.
All right, so you have been wanting to tell us about your experience seeing the movie Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence, and give us the scoop. So any good? What do you think?
I'm going to go against the grain because most critical reviews here on this film are negative and 30% positive. I like this movie. I thought it was pure science fiction, which is a rare breed in movies today. Visually, I thought the movie was stunning. Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence chemistry was really good. It feels like The Shining in outer space, except you remove the horror element and you just focus on the isolation. That's really what Passengers is about. It's about two characters who are released from their they're on a journey, 120-year journey to another planet in hibernation, and it's basically about these two characters dealing with being alone and knowing that their life is going to have to be lived out in outer space on this station. I thought it was a really cool movie. It was different. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I think it's well worth seeing. Don't let critic reviews scare you away if you like this material, especially if you like Chris Pratt. I think the guy is highly appealing from Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World, and Jennifer Lawrence, who has one of the brightest futures in Hollywood right now. And then last night I got a chance to see a movie that's getting immensely high praise from critics, Manchester by the Sea, 97% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Most people feel it's the odds-on favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture and Best Actor, Casey Affleck. I'm going against the grain. Some movies make you sing, some movies make you dance. This movie made me want to kill myself. This is one of the bigger downers of a movie I've ever seen. Bleak from beginning to end. It was like spending two hours and 20 minutes wallowing in the most unpleasant company you can imagine. Yes, wow. Casey Affleck gives a good performance, but his character is highly unlikable. I never really got into this movie, and to be honest, I actually walked out for about 10 minutes because I had such a hard time staying with the storyline, because it was just, it had nowhere to go in terms of any positive attributes to humanity.
The best part about this is in the commercial break before we came on, Jennifer was telling Chuck that she has the DVD at home for this as a screener.
Yeah.
That thing just became a coaster.
But this is what's interesting about film or art in general. Obviously, it's subjective. You know, 97% of critics love this movie and think it's going to win the Oscar.
Nobody cares what critics think anymore.
It just didn't work for me.
For like the Academy Awards and all these acting, they're always like, you want to slit your wrist when you're done.
Right.
There's just never, like, Guardians of the Galaxy to me a few years ago was the best movie
that
of the year.
Win the
and no
Oscar.
One would, yeah, no one, that should be the one that wins the Oscar. You feel good when you come out of it. It was fun. It was a box office hit. Instead, they picked these crappy art house
Leonardo DiCaprio getting killed by a bear movie.
Right. I mean, give me a
mauled
break.
Mauled by a bear for an hour and a half, bleeding out.
Self-hating elitist, like, just do something fun. I mean, my God. All right, Chucker, sorry to take away your report there, but Merry Christmas.
Good job, Chucker. Merry Christmas.
It's 59 past.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.